Officials at the World Health Organization say that an outbreak of deadly Ebola disease in the African nation of Gabon seems to have ended. 26 cases of Ebola have been diagnosed there since July. At least 17 people have died. As the result of the outbreak in Gabon, two cases of Ebola have been diagnosed in Johannesburg, South Africa. That has alarmed people in that huge metropolitan area, though public health officials say the disease does not appear to be spreading there. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
Ebola is one of the most dreaded diseases in the world. It doesn't spread easily, but when it does, it's usually deadly. People die of massive internal bleeding. David Heyman, who is director of the Division of Emerging and Other Communicable Diseases at the World Health Organization, has been tracking Ebola carefully. He says the outbreak in Gabon wasn't a rapid epidemic, but a continuous trickle of cases.
One of these cases, and this is the last case that they know about, was a physician who treated another case, a case which had come from the rural part of Gabon into Libreville, the capital.
The physician didn't know what was wrong with the patient, so he performed an operation to look into his pain-racked stomach. But the doctor still didn't recognize the disease as Ebola, Heyman says, so a few weeks later, when the doctor himself fell ill, he didn't draw a connection.
He went to another physician colleague, and immediately they decided that because the studies that they did on his liver were so severe that he should be immediately sent to a hospital in South Africa where he could receive possibly better treatment.
At that hospital in South Africa, doctors decided to do some exploratory surgery, and among the people involved in the operation was a nurse anesthetist who was exposed to the patient's blood. Heyman says the nurse fell ill with the classic early symptoms of Ebola. Health officials quickly conducted a blood test and confirmed her diagnosis. Now, Ebola doesn't spread easily. It usually requires contact with infected blood or through unprotected sex. But because it's so serious, public health officials in South Africa tracked down about 200 people who had come in contact with the nurse. They are now being monitored closely. David Heyman at the World Health Organization says the disease has apparently not spread any further in South Africa.
Ebola is certainly a threat for countries where hospital practices are not appropriate. In other words, where nurses do not pay attention to keeping themselves from being infected by any disease, and where physicians are careless as well. If a virus such as this arrives in a place like South Africa, where it has arrived now, it will hopefully not cause big epidemics because hospital practices in these areas are possibly stronger and therefore would not permit the amplification of the virus. So we're hoping that there will be no other cases in South Africa.
As for the two cases diagnosed there, the infected doctor recovered and returned to Gabon. And at last report, the nurse remains seriously ill but has shown some improvement. This is Richard Harris in Washington.